Cuomo, at his daily coronavirus briefing, says because many religious services involve large gatherings, they cannot safely restart until phase four. Speaking in Buffalo, he compared a large worship event to the crowded sightseeing boats now banned for safety reasons in Niagara Falls.
It's the same thing. It's all, you know, jammed boats, jammed temple, jammed churches. Anywhere where you have the concentration and the density, the gatherings, that is the issue. The gathering is the issue.
He says the first COVID-19 hotspot in New York stemmed from a religious gathering in New Rochelle. But it could be several weeks or even months in some parts of the state hit hardest by the virus before phase four of a reopening is reached. Dennis Paust is with the Catholic Conference, which represents New York's Catholic cardinals and bishops. Speaking via Skype, he says houses of worship were never formally closed by the state, and Catholic churches are still open for private prayer or to light a candle. But he says Catholic leaders decided to curtail Mass as the COVID-19 pandemic raged in New York. Now he says they are thinking of ways to reopen with safe social distancing and other precautions. He believes they can do that sooner than in phase four.
The governor seemed to be saying was to reopen like normal would be like a phase four situation. But we have no intention of reopening like normal, right? So we're going to have to put strict limits on in terms of capacity in every church and all sorts of restrictions.
Reverend Jason McGuire, with the Christian lobbying group New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms, says evangelical church leaders understand that there is a state of emergency in New York because of the virus, but he says state officials should work with religious leaders to find a balance that allows church services to resume. McGuire's group is sending a letter to Cuomo this week. In it, he asks why, if grocery stores and now garden stores are allowed to reopen and have several dozen people in them at a time, why can't churches do the same? He says even the governor's daily press briefings often contain as many people at safe social distances as a small rural church might see on a typical Sunday.
I'm watching these daily press conferences that are coming out of Albany or all across the state. And there's, you know, 15 or so different members of the press there, staff people. They're starting to wear some masks, but frankly, they haven't been up to this point. Why is it not safe to hold a church service, and yet we can have a press conference every day with people of similar numbers? There is a First Amendment right to free press, but the right to worship in our buildings is now being denied to us.
McGuire has asked if churches could rent out drive-in movie theaters, which have been permitted to reopen to hold services on Sunday mornings, but he's received no answer. Cuomo on Sunday was asked by a reporter about permission to celebrate the Orthodox Jewish holiday of Shavuos. That begins on May 28th, and if it could be done in very small groups. He said he and his team are considering whether to permit smaller religious gatherings as well as ceremonies for the upcoming Memorial Day holiday on May 25th.
Can we find a way to do a ceremony, a religious ceremony, or a ceremony that honors Memorial Day? I think we can. And that's what we're talking through.
He says he hopes to announce a decision soon. Paust with the Catholic Conference says when parishioners do return for Mass, it will be a different experience. Communion could be given, but only in the receiver's hand, not by mouth. A communal cup offered as part of the sacrament would have to be curtailed for now.
Even singing in a lot of cases, choirs won't be there, and they're going to discourage singing. People have to have their masks on, and we don't want to spread germs, and you spread germs by singing.
He says it will seem strange at first, but will only be temporary. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.